Okay, and the last testimony we're going to hear tonight is another amazing story. Would you please welcome Helena Posthumus?
Right, I'm getting a bit nervous now as you start clapping. I'm one of those people as well who I can't really say when I've become a Christian. As far as I'm aware, I've been a Christian all my life. I've been on a journey, at least, with God as long as I can remember, that's for sure. I was just 1 month old when I received the infant baptism, so I can't remember it. But I grew up in a Christian family. But I took my Christian upbringing and church and God basically just as for granted. It was just there. I didn't really appreciate it. So I did my confirmation when I was 18. And I thought, pleasing God, the best way to please God is basically go to church on Sunday and do good deeds. Little did I know, really. Because most of the time, God seemed at a large distance from me. So when I went to university, I basically just put God in a waiting room. I literally said to him, okay, God, now it's my way, my turn, I do it my way. You just wait, I'll come back in 20 years' time or something. So I went partying, entering wrong relationships, anything but listen to God, basically. But inside, I felt this huge hole or loneliness that I had. And no party and no person could ever fill that big hole in my heart. And I also felt I didn't really belong anywhere wherever I went. So I did go to church once in a while still, but often left dissatisfied because I didn't really find what I was looking for. I think basically because I didn't know what I was looking for. So yeah, I had a bit of a strange idea about what it means to be a Christian. I was very legalistic and self-righteous in the areas that suited me. But in other areas where I knew I was not really listening to God, I just told myself whatever I think feels right is right, no matter what God says. But after several years, God started to stir my heart about my double lifestyle, and I started to feel really guilty, but didn't deal with it. But 3 years ago, I was somewhere in a church meeting, and a preacher said a few words I will never forget. He said, "Suppose I was to tell you that right now Jesus is waiting behind those doors, and he's about to come in this hall, what would you do? What would you do if Jesus would enter this hall?" And I was shocked by my own reaction because I thought I would run away and hide behind everyone else. And then I started thinking about it, and I realized I just felt full of guilt and shame, and that's why I wanted to hide away from God. A few months after this incident, somehow God moved me from Holland here to Bedford, and I was wondering, why on earth Bedford? What can he have here for me? But I realized it clearly was his decision for me to get here all the way from the other side of the North Sea. And when I came to King's Arms 2 years ago, I immediately felt at home when I came in here. I felt I belonged somewhere to a new family. And here I finally started to understand what it means, God's grace, to receive God's grace, why Jesus had died for me personally on a cross and not just an abstract thing, and what a great gift it is to receive the forgiveness of God. I had read and heard about these things earlier, but I never really grasped what it meant for me as a person. Nevertheless, there were still a few issues in my life that God wanted to sort out last year, because I was still blaming other people for hurts in the past. And I still expected also people to fill this gap in my heart and to take away the loneliness that I felt. But obviously they couldn't do it, and I often left myself disappointed, and I disappointed other people as well in that. So last year I reached a point in my life where I couldn't continue to live as I was doing. But I also had no clue how to change things in my life around. So the only thing I could do in the end was just to say to God, okay, I can't see any way out of this. I'm struggling. You take control now. And it was hard not to be in control myself and to face the truth about myself and the many mistakes I had made in my life, especially when it comes to relationships. But for the first time, I really experienced God's grace for me in that process. So where I had been hurt in the past, he healed me, and he started to fill this big hole in my heart and take away the loneliness. And most important of all, Jesus did take away the guilt and the shame that I always felt as I started to receive his forgiveness. So last year was a very tough year for me as I had to let things go and I had to make some changes in relationships with people. But it was also a great year for me because I got a personal relationship with God instead. So that is why I stand here today. Getting baptized for me means that I want to make a public statement of obedience to God today. I lay down my own self that is full of pride and selfishness. And getting baptized represents to me that I ask God to be in control of every aspect of my life. And I must admit, it's sometimes scary not to be in control myself, just to ask God to take control. But I also know he has much better things for me than I can think of myself, because after all, he created me. And I also know that his grace is endless. And yes, sometimes I still feel lonely, but I now know that only Jesus can take away the loneliness, and he does every time that I turn to him. And my question to you today is actually, what would you do now? If Jesus walks in right now in his hall, what would you do? I can now honestly say, I wouldn't hit in the back anymore. I would just run towards him, longing to receive more of his love and his grace. Mm.